I know they're feeling pretty good,
yeah.
But they know it's very likely to return.
Then you do constitutional treatment.
It's constitutional.
Yeah. But obviously, keep in mind that they still have an affinity there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would still give remedies in mind which have an affinity with their target organs, shall we say. And target organs usually will remain, even if they've had a part of the organ removed. You know, they still have a tendency for it to go to that same place. Main constitutional, this is where you come on to IBS, that I found number one constitutional way in the way where genuinely irritable bowel syndrome is a problem. By which I mean that they get sudden attacks of pain in the bowel together with flatulence and often frequent loose stools. So any combination of those, or it can be constipation alternating with looseness. Main remedy, Staphysagrid. Number one.
That's interesting, because the first time I was thinking of it, I was absolutely bloody furious about all this surgery. I felt so invaded.
Yeah.
I haven't taken the case, but
right.
Someone's asked me to, and I'm going to let you go.
Right, you got half the case already. Yeah. She's told you what the weak area is, and then she's also told you about herself.
She actually used the word invaded.
Yeah, she says, I was furious and I felt invaded by the surgery. So, you know, if that isn't healed, she will reproduce it. The chances are. The Staphysagrid is just such a big, big polycrest in irritable bowel syndrome. They get angry, and it goes to the gut. Chronic of Staphysagrid, of course, your old friend carcinosin again. So if you see the staph's helping but not curing, carcinosin, for the same tendency, suppression of anger. You may also need to use your pain relief remedies with any of these conditions, and remember, magnesium fos can be very effective antispasmodic. These pains are usually spasmodic in the bowel. Sudden, sharp, severe spasms, double the person up on it. They cry out with the pain. If it's better heat, mag fos. No other questions, no other symptoms are needed. They get relief from heat, mag fos. And give it in hot water, works very well. Dissolve the pills in a bit of hot water, have them sip it. They need to bend double, colicin. They need to bend backwards, Dioscorea. They say it's better by stretching out, Dioscorea. There's a lot of abdominal cramping and pain, and the remedies you're trying are not helping. Think of plumbum. Plumbum's an interesting one. It's a bit like graphitis. It kind of sits on the periphery of most people's practice. It doesn't become a true polycrest for whatever reason. But it's often needed.
There's a lot
of abdominal cramping, and the remedies you're trying are not working or not holding. So you try MagFos, you try Colatin, you try Staph, and it's not helping. Severe cramping pains. Have a look at plumbum. I'll just give a dose.